just as much women, it does men. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about gender, uniqueness to men and women, all right? And sometimes this cannot be real. This can be not so politically correct. Like even to bring it up, it's not politically correct. But I think as we look at this, I hope that we can see the truth of the scriptures and what the Lord's revealing to us. So we look at gender difference. So it's integrated into all the other differences that we deal with. But I'm going to try to isolate this a little bit. So again, hopefully Scripture will help us to see what these differences are, that there truly are differences. Now, certainly that this verse, there's partially. Now, you underline the word partially. It's referring to strength. I mean, it just is. It's just partially referring to strength. I heard a retired lady tennis champion, and she made a comment that to have men who declare themselves as women would absolutely destroy women's sports. And she said because men have 15% more body mass, muscle mass, than women. You just do. That's across the board. And so so we definitely see that, you know, there's an element of that. You see a difference in strength. Now, however, there may be some women stronger than some men, okay, a few. I don't know if y'all know this, but about a year ago, I started going to the gym, okay? And the reason I started to go is because at my age, I was like absolutely physically falling apart, okay? I mean, that was my motivation, you know, like you know, are you going to look good? No, I want to be able to walk across the kitchen floor. You know, I mean, it was like, we're going to go down to some bases here. So yeah, I've been going, so I've been very consistent. Once I made up my mind to survive, I needed to go, it became a priority. So I've been going. So when I started out there, so lifting the weight, and this guy was showing me, so I had some weights there, and so, okay, I'm working on it. And this lady came up beside me, and she picked up some weights, way heavier than mine, did about 5 reps, put them down, and just looked at me and just walked off. Now, that's kind of in your face, you know. I mean, you know, I said, okay, but I took it, you know. I was real godly about it, you know. I just said, I'm 70 years old, but that. No, I didn't do that. Okay, but it's like, okay, she's stronger than I was. She picked those things up and did a work. However, you know, we can generally say that men are still stronger than women, because there's some guys in that gym, and their arms are as big around as my legs. There's some men in there. They are. And, you know, I've talked to one of them, and I just had this, you know, overwhelming urge to just go, yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, gosh, this is a big man, you know. And they can lift a lot of weights, you know. And so you're just like, whoa, you know, it's amazing. So, you know, this girl could outlift me. In a way, she gave him approach, the other guy. So what I'm saying is that, in general, okay, men are stronger than women, okay? So I have a little chart here. I wanted to show you this chart because I wanted to make a point here. So if Drew have that, yes, okay. So I drew this chart. I said, this is differences. And I put this bell curve, and this is just me. And so if you look at the weight, you see at the top it's high differences, at the bottom it low differences. And so I put 90%. So what you're going to have is you're going to have at least 9, and I bet it's more like 95%. But still, the red represents the women, the green represents the guys, and 90% of the women fall into the red, 90% of the guys fall into the green, okay? Now, you see the two little black circles at the bottom, okay? On that one side, on the red circle, that's that girl that pulled those 5 reps, okay? You got a few of those in there. And on the circle on the right, that's me, okay? So that's me. So she outdid. Okay, so I'm on the bottom of the bell curve, and she's on the bottom of the bell curve, because what it is that there's a low difference at the bottom of the bell curve. Okay, there's a low difference with her. Now, I've been going at it a year. I'm looking for this girl now. I think I can outdo her. I really do. I've worked it out. Can't do it, but I'm looking for her. Anyway, So what you see at the bottom of this bell curve is at the two circles, there are some women that are stronger than some men, and there's not much difference at the bottom. But as you go up, there's lots of differences, okay? And overall, 90%, there is a difference. Okay, you didn't probably need me to come up and explain that to you, okay? But I'm making a point because I'm going to make another point also. So when we look at this bell curve, we can see that when we're talking to 90% or 95% of the men and women, they fall within this curve. That's just the way it is. Okay, that's just the way it is. And it's obvious. It's very, very obvious. Even though a few guys like me pull down the average. Okay. So as with that, here's where the point. When you see this, you kind of get an idea. Amen? Get an idea. Well, as you move forward, as with physical strength, there are gender differences on how we're made up internally, okay? There's differences. And Genesis has evidence that these created gender differences are there. I mean, from Genesis, we have information that these gender differences are there, and we can easily observe them, right? Right? I mean, just in general, you walk down the street, you can pretty much, 95% of the time, you just know, okay? So there's differences. Now, I want us to look at, again, we're going to look at Genesis 2:18. It says this. It says, the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a woman according to his opposite. Okay? Now, what I put that in there, most translations say fit, a helper fit for him, okay? Most translations put that. The literal word in the Greek, you look it up, it's opposite. That's what it put. You know, I guess you think you translate it, says, oh, this thing doesn't translate good, you know? I mean, so you can put, you know, just put fit. I don't want to put opposite. But two, what I put in there is a literal translation of what this word is. It says, I will make a woman according to his opposite. She's going to be different than this guy. She's going to be different than him. And so I want us to kind of keep that in mind that there's an element from the very beginning, God created woman opposite the man. Just period, okay? And two, as you read through the scriptures, those things come out. And so it's not surprising. So in that way, we know that it shouldn't surprise us at all as we observe men and women, they're opposite. It shouldn't surprise us, all right? Therefore, as with physical strength, there are other differences within the same bell curve. Okay, we got the physical down. You kind of got that bell curve. Okay, well, there's other differences that fit within that same bell curve. And we'll have this other bell curve here. All right, and I'm not trying to cover everything in the world because we don't have time, but I want to give you something to kind of hang on to and discuss and talk about. Now, as you see in this bell curve, I've put some information in my observation where men and women are different. They're different. Now, I have there in the same bell curve. Okay, it's the same bell curve. Red, 90% women. Green, 90% men. I think it's more like 95%, maybe pushing 98%. But anyway, we'll go with 90 so we can give some flexibility here. At the top, there are high differences, and at the bottom, there's low differences. Okay, because you're going to have a few like me and that other young lady. Okay, there's a few at the bottom of the curve, okay? But not for them in general, based on similar situations, they're going to be opposites there. Amen? You all with me? Okay, the one thing I've seen with women and observed them, and this is women are more relational than men. Now, when I say this, I don't mean they're more extroverted than men. That's not what I'm talking about, because they're still the DISC, and women have all those personalities. but they're more relational. And what I mean, like you'll take a guy that's an I. Well, he's more relational than this woman that's an S. He's talking all the time. He's just talking all the time. He's not relating. You see what I mean, there's a difference. That's what I'm saying. There's a difference. So women tend to speak, and when they speak, they tend to have a relational message. Like when they say, "How are you doing?" They really mean it. They really mean it. See? Guy says, "How you doing?" He's just passing the time. He's just passing the time. It's funny. I had this pastor, I know, really good, good friend of mine. And he said, he met a lady. He says, "Well, it's nice to see you. I'll have to contact you sometime." You know. And then she called him up. She was really upset. You know, says, "You said you was going to contact me and you really cared." And he goes, "I just saying kind of like, how you doing?" He said, "I didn't think she really thought I was going to call her." You know, and it's like, how could that happen? Well, it happens to guys all the time. I mean, it just does. It just does. You ask me, you come in here, you ask me how I'm doing. I'm fine. Am I doing fine? I don't know. I mean, that's what you say. You don't say anything else. You just kind of answer, you know. And like you ask, "Well, how are you doing?" She said, "Well, let me tell you about it." You know? I mean, she thinks you really want to know. I mean, it's like, anyway, so we're getting off base. But so what we have here is women usually just in a natural way speak relationally. They want to make a relation. There's a relational connection. It's just not empty words. You see what I'm saying? And guys are not like empty. They just kind of just shooting the breeze. You know, how the Redskins doing, you know? But the other thing about the ladies, too, they're sensitive. Now, they're sensitive because, you know, they feel things, okay? So they're sensitive. Typically, a woman, you know, it's something, a little baby falls down. Oh, you know, they're sensitive. Falls down, the guy's, "Get up." You know, you see what? The women are really sensitive, so they have a sensitive feeling. And so a lot of times, and they'll use, a lot of time women will use, and it's funny, it's fascinating, when you listen to them talk, they use the word feel. All the time. He said, I feel like. I was in a meeting one time. I'm getting totally off track. But anyway, I was in a meeting one time, and there was is like six guys and one girl, one lady. And so they're talking about this subject, and she would interject, she had talked. But what she said every time, and she says, "You know, I feel like this." And, you know, they talk, "Well, you know, I feel like this." And feel it. And so we ended up the meeting, and they totally disregarded her, you know, and they came up this conclusion. And she left crying, and everybody like, "What's wrong with her?" You know, like that. "Well, you didn't pay attention to me." So they said, "Well, you didn't say nothing, you know, because we stated facts." We told, "This is what you're doing. This is what you need to do." And you said, "Well, I just kind of feel like, well, if you feel that, maybe you should take an aspirin. You'll feel better." Okay, you see what I'm saying? Okay, so it's like, no, you guys aren't listening to nothing I'm saying. You know, it's like, "Well, no, I told you I felt like, well, what do you want to do about it?" You know, anyway, so you kind of have a thing. So women tend to be sensitive. They feel, you know. I got some that. Now, so I put over there, there's guys. Now, guys, and I'm talking like communication types. And guys, they need to go. See, they need to go. You want to do something, you know, they want a goal. Like, you can see it, you can feel it, you can touch it, and this is where we can go. There's a goal. You know, they can do something with that goal. And then what they want other than that goal, they want some facts to get to that goal. Right? They want something. And once you get to the goal, you're done. Right? Some of these guys like are marriage like that. You know, they pursue you and prove you. That's their goal. You know, you get married, it's like shooting a deer and putting it over the mantle. Done. I'm done. Honey, let's go out to dinner. Why? You know, I mean, I got this. We bagged this thing. Okay. Anyway, so guys tend to, and so they're not, so they're having a goal, and they want facts how to get to that goal. But when you get to the goal, you're done. You're done. Oh, I have to tell this out. Oh, gosh, this stuff's coming. It must be the Lord. I went to Linda's, one of her Thanksgiving reunions of her family. Her extended family is really big. And so I'm sitting across from her uncle and aunt, and they're old. My goodness, you know, they're 90 plus up there, but they're getting along pretty good. And I'm just sitting there being nice, you know, making some casual conversation. And she goes, and this is a true story. This is true. I mean, they're 90. She goes, "He never tells me he loves me." I mean, they've been married 80 years, 20, 70 years or something. Says, "He never tells me he loves me." And he looks over at me. He says, "When we got married, I told her I loved her. And I told her if I changed my mind, I'd tell her." I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, see, you got the goal and you got the fact. We know, no sense to rehash this thing. No sense to rehash it. Okay, so guys tend to communicate. They need a goal, and then they need some facts to get to that goal. Because when you're communicating, it says, this has got to go someplace. This has got to go someplace, right? Now, Linda and I, we've got some of it kind of worked out. Not a lot. Like sometimes she'll come talk, says, "I need to talk to you. I don't want you to say anything." You know, because I'm thinking, well, why talk if you don't want me to say something? You know, I mean, you give me some information, I'll tell you where we're going and we'll end this thing. You know, because we want to end to this conversation. You know, anyway, so it's that. So what we have here, what we're looking at here, so when I put this together, this chart, you know, this is typically, you know, my observation. Now, so to really look at this and grasp it, okay, we need to look at the most intimate setting, okay, which is marriage, because this is where this comes out, okay, is in the marriage, you know, because this is where this is more evident. And so with these, first of all, just rehash it just a little bit, I see that women tend to be more sensitive. They just are. They're more sensitive. They feel things. And then the second thing, that the women tend to communicate relationally, okay, and meaning there's always a relation element with the conversation, okay? Therefore, what you call that, I said, when a woman says something to you, when your wife says something to you, there's two messages. See, guys, these are two messages. See, and one of them's factual, and one of them is relational. There's two. Now, guess which one we're going to answer? The factual, you know? And so, and here, I want to give an example, and this example may not work for everyone, but you can make some application when you're talking about this and how the mind works. And so you have, let's give you an example. Here's a factual and a relational message, okay? Guy's had a terrible day. He comes home from work. Wife's had a terrible day. She says, he walks in and she states a fact. "I'd like to go out to dinner. Would you take me out to dinner?" Okay? That's what he heard. "Would you take me out to dinner?" That's the factual message. Now, here's what the relational message is. "Do you love me enough to take me to dinner?" I don't care how tired you are. No is not a good answer to that. That is not a good answer. You know, see what I'm saying? Well, you think, and see what you think you're doing, the guy thinks he's answering the factual message. He's answering the relational message. So you get an answer like this: "No, I don't love you enough to take you." Fine, who cares? You know, get your own food tonight. I'm going to bed. Gosh, she's unreasonable. You see what I'm saying? I don't know what happened. She just asked to go to dinner. I said no. I said, "Why didn't she ask me? She wanted to go." And, you know, so you never know what happened. So the problem is, it's like, no. And this happens all the time. Guys, pay attention to me right now. This happens all the time. Because you're going to state the factual, and the relational method is just understood. Now, she understands it. She doesn't know she understands it, but she understands it. And when women talk to each other, they understand it. When women talk to others, it's not factual, factual, factual. It's like, you know, they listen, and when they listen, they heard the relational message. You know, they hear the relational message. Like, Linda goes, did you hear what she said? I just said hello. I don't know. That's all she said, you know. And it's like, no, she didn't. I said, yes, she did. And then we got a problem. See, it's like, okay, do you see what, y'all see where I'm going at? So what you have is because the woman is sensitive and relational, would you take me out to dinner? Do you love me enough to take me out for dinner? So here, I'm going to give you this. Guys, this is the best advice you'll ever get from me other than salvation. When your wife asks you a question, answer the relational question, because that's the real question. See? And the thing of it is, she wants to be number one in your life. Okay? So it's really not that hard. I mean, it really is not that hard. I mean, it's a, she comes up, and you go, she wants to be number one in my life. You take me to dinner? Yep. See, I mean, you got it. You see what I'm saying? Oh, she wants to be number one to dinner. My life, would you take me? Yes, you betcha. Let's go. You know, I will go have steak and lobster. Oh, I don't need anything back. Well, I know I take it. And she'll say, I just want to get a hamburger. You go, whew, that's good. You know, but do you see what I'm saying? So, what you want to do is you listen to her and you want to listen to what the relational message is she's communicating, and then you can answer that. Am I right, ladies? Close. All right. Some ladies aren't nodding. I don't know if you're afraid your husband will see you or what. Okay. Now, see, okay. So how do you answer? Guys, how do you answer? She said, would you take me to dinner? I said, oh, God, I'm running. I don't know what to do. This word just says it ain't going to end good. Now, how do you answer? So she says, would you take me to dinner? And say you are tired. You give out. You can't. You got stuff to do. You can't make it. How are you going to answer? Do you love me enough to take me to dinner? She just said, would you take me to dinner? But do you love me enough to take me to dinner? You answer the relational question. Oh, honey. You know I love you more than life itself, and there's nothing I'd rather do than to spend dinner with you, but I'm just so tired, I don't know if we can do it tonight. She'll faint and just fall out. You probably have to call 911 if you say that to her. But what you did is you answered the relational question. And so she's fine. She's fine. She'll work with you. She'll work with you now, as long as she's number one and she knows you love her. Y'all got me? See, and it motivates you sometimes, too. Like, we had laundry at the, this while back, we had laundry. Linda said, please pick up the laundry, because he has something to do. I said, okay, so I'm driving in, pull up in the driveway. I said, oh, man, I forgot the laundry. I'll just do it tomorrow. And I, see, you're picking up. Oh, man, you're picking up. And I had my hand on the door, and I'm thinking, she's going to say, you didn't even think about me. It's not I didn't think about the laundry. I didn't think about her. I said, what are you talking about? You. I thought I was supposed to get the laundry. She said, and I thought, she's going to say, you didn't even think about me, did you? So I shut the door, backed up, and I drove 5 miles back, got the laundry brought. I mean, it helped, because when I come, she said, oh, you remember? I said, yes, I did. I love you so much. Anyway, you see what I'm saying? Because you start thinking, oh, my gosh, because there's things. There's relational messages to everything, all right? Some of you are getting it. Some of you like go, huh? No. Okay, amen. You see what I'm saying here? Now, so it's important to know, guys. It's so important to know when you interact, there's a relational, and that's good. She's sensitive, and there's a relational aspect, and that keeps the relationship alive and going. I mean, that's like the deer getting off the above the mantle, you know? You got married, boom, got that there, it's on the mat. No, that thing's still kicking and alive in the living room. You see what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you got to keep working on this thing, because your relationship is a continual work by definition. Amen? All right, it's a continual work. Now, what about the guys? Ladies, what about the guys? Because he tends to communicate with facts and go, like, what is it? Where are we going? You know, and in one sense, they're really kind of simple to deal with. I mean, it really is. You know, it's like, and again, I'm not trying to be not nice about this, but it's like, you know, somebody said this, well, they said, you hear that? Yeah, I just said, hello. No, that's not what they said. You know, they said, oh, I didn't know. I must not have been in the same room. I never heard that. You know. So she said, this is what she was really talking about. Okay. But the thing about guys are really easy because they'll just say, and that's what they mean. You know. And it goes about this deep. You know, it's going this deep. And so it's, for the most part, they're real easy to communicate. You communicate this, you get back, that's it. You don't have to go, I just wonder how he ain't feeling nothing. Just don't worry about it, okay? So it's just so you can just interact. So you can, that's what he's doing. He's not thinking about it. So it's pretty simple. But it can be extremely irritating. It can be extremely irritating because he'll totally miss the relational aspect and the sensitivity aspect. You ever say something to your husband, he goes, yeah, what, she, don't you care? Yeah, I just said I cared, you know. Well, you don't act like it. What am I supposed to do? You know, I mean, I said, I cared. You know, when we got married, I said, I love you. I told you I changed my mind. I tell you. You know, I mean, it's just the facts, okay? So a lot of times the guys are just, when you talk to a guy, you need to give him a goal and some facts. Now, you want to talk relationally to him, you need to give him some goals and some facts to usher him into the relationship. That's how you tie that into with him. You try to bring him into that. Because what you're hearing and you're thinking, he's not seeing and thinking. And by the way, don't get mad at him. He's born that way. Okay? Okay, you see what I'm saying? Now, so what you do, you have to give him some goals and the fact. Have you ever been in a heated discussion with your husband and he'll go, what do you want me to do? What is he doing? Give me some facts. Help me get out of this. I have no clue what's going on. Just, what do you want me to do? Give me something to do, and I'll get out of this. Okay? Well, that's what it is. That's what, which usually tells you, you don't care, do you? Yeah, I just ask you, give me some facts to get out of this. Well, see, you don't want to discuss it. You won't tell me. I don't even know what we're talking about. You see what I'm saying? So it's like there tends to be a factual and a goal-setting things. So what you need to share those things with him. It helps to have the communication. It goes two ways. But like you can share a factual information like this. Ladies, like you would go up to him and say, we're not talking. Now you know what I mean, don't you? Ladies, if I say, we're not talking. You know what the guy says? He says, what are you talking about? I talked to you yesterday at 4 o'clock. I don't know. Why are you saying we're not talking? We're talking. Look, I didn't put it on my phone. Talk to right here. You know, we talked. No, you never say it. Yes, I did. We talked. In fact, would you like me to repeat what we said yesterday at 4 o'clock? You know, you see this thing going relationally downhill, you know, and after a while, you don't care. And he said, man, she's totally irrational. And by the way, if you ever say oh, my gosh. I know that's not good because I've actually said that. And, yeah, and it takes a long time for them to get over that. So, anyway, so like that. But you see what I'm saying? Okay. Now, So anyway, there's the thought, and I could go on. What time is it? Okay, it's like, well, I could go on, example after example. Some of these days I'm going to have to do the relationship course, and I got a ton of these things. Okay, I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's just like most of the things I've done, all right, but we have to do it. But anyway, so I won't stop. But anyway, so I'm just stopping right there. Most everybody falls into those categories. We're going to say 90%. You just typically, that's what they do. You go to a wedding or something, and I can't help this, and I shouldn't do it. You know, they get everybody's happy and, you know, throwing flowers and things, and they say I do, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, we're just alike, and just everything's going to work out. And I'm thinking, oh, man, this is a train wreck. It's just going to be. You know, it's like, oh, do you know how much stuff you got to learn? It's just like, oh, but I do. Praise Jesus, you know, and they work through it. We all work through it, but it's like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, it just frightens me. But anyway, Sometime we can talk about the other examples. And this is a point just for your discussion. Okay, I'm not trying to cover every issue. But I do want to address, while we're here, the extremes. Okay, do you see the two black circles? Well, because they are extremes. They're extremes in the male and female, just like I was talking about the physical. There's extremes, okay? And it really is a little bit more difficult to determine. And again, it's not trying to figure everything out. It's just so we can get along. Couples can get along, okay? And it really comes to light in the marriage, okay? It's not so much in work. Now, I mean, it's there, but, you know, you got a job, you got to do it, boom. You know, if you want to continue to get paid, you do what they say. So it's not, we got different things going on there. But I met with a couple. Here's, I'm going to deal with the two black circles, guys, on the bottom. I had a couple several years ago and came in, and so I was sharing with them this stuff. You know, I'd love to do premarital counseling, so I share all this stuff with them, things like this. But I would go through this, and this young lady, she was real career-focused, real black and white, and really insensitive. Okay, I mean, she just was. She just, you know, nice young lady. I mean, I knew her for a long time. So nice young. And she married this guy, or she's going to marry this guy. And, I mean, he's a great guy. I know him real well. And he was just super sensitive, you know, and not really driven. I mean, you talk about puppies and babies, and he'd cry. And, I mean, it just... You know, and I thought, gosh, you know, and so I'd share this with him. I said, well, here's the guys. He goes, no, that's the girl going, no, that's me. And I'd share something about the girl, and the guy said, no, that's me, you know. And I thought, gee, and I just told him, I said, you know, I don't have any more information, you know. This is just all I got, so y'all just take it and work it out, you know. Y'all just keep talking, working out. I don't have anything else to share with you like that. And so... And they're a great couple. They're fun dealing with. So one day they came in, and they drove up for their counseling session. Boy, they were upset. I mean, I don't know what happened. Well, I do know what happened. But they were really upset. And just, you know, you can tell when somebody walks in. I mean, they're mad. They really are upset. And so I tried to talk with them. We were going no place. I said, okay, what happened? What's going on? And he said, well, we're coming over here, and she was trying to tell me all this stuff happened at work, and I told her, I said, listen, we don't have time for that right now, and you just need to get off this, get focused, and focus on the counseling. And good gosh, she burst out in crying. I mean, not cry like sniffle. I mean, like shot tears across the table crying. It's like, oh, my goodness. I mean, it's like, Lord, and you thought, whoa. And then she kind of got her breath, and she says, I had an awful day. This is one of the worst days I ever had in my life. And I was sharing my heart with him. I was sharing everything that's going on. And he told me he didn't want to hear it like that. And I thought, oh, my goodness. And then she said, he says, you got to stop this. She says, stop this crying. Get focused. She says, we got to see Wallace. She says, you like Wallace better than me anyway. You know, I thought, how did I get in this message, you know? It's just, you'd like to take me home, I'm not going. I hope you and Wallace enjoy yourself. So I'm sitting there, golly, I mean, they're really, and so she is just crying. And so she, and then she said, no, you just got to be quiet, we're going. And this is really not being honoring Wallace in his time, you know. And so they came like that. And so I'm saying, and she starts crying again. She just starts crying. I'm just boo-hooing, and he's over there looking like the, you know, cat that ate the canary, you know. And I'm sitting there thinking, I go, wow. I mean, they're just, you know, broken all to pieces. And I'm going, wow, praise Jesus. He's male, and she's female. She's still female, and he's still male, you know. And so I'm like praising Jesus, making notes to myself, you know. It's like, oh, wait a minute, I need to talk to them. You can tell what I am. Not too sensitive in their situation is happening at the time. But what happened what happened in that setting and what I saw, she is still queer focused, black and white, no nonsense, but she is female to the core. She is female to the core. And she wanted to relate with him, and she wanted him to relate to her, and her heart was on her sleeve, and he wanted her, wanted him to speak to her. See? She's female. Just female. She's a hard-nosed female, but she's still female, all right? And in that marriage, and they're growing this intimate situation of man and woman, and he needed to know that. She needed to know that. And he's over here like, suck it up, hon. We've got things to do. He's like, we've got a goal. We've got some facts. Come on. We can't have this feeling nonsense, you know? That's what he did. What he did. I mean, and it's like, buddy, listen, you got to recognize what's going on. You got to recognize in the depths of you something, her sensitivity. She needs to recognize who he is because they were getting married on a false precept. False precept. What it looked like on the outside wasn't what it was totally on the inside. So anyway, there I have the whole thing. And so it, so anyway, God blessed me through their misery. Some notes I could take and share with you, all right? But, oh, by the way, I'll let you know that they did get married. They have 4 children, and they're still happily married. And I know them. So they're a great, great couple. But so what I'm saying is you need to, and the point of it is what you walk away, I'm not trying to isolate each point, but those are the 2 black circles. So you think, well, they're no. She acts just like a man. He acts just like a woman. No. 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 Go deeper. Go deeper. Okay? And sometimes, now, what I do with guys, like in the black circle, you know, I won't do it with the ladies, but I'll do the guys. Listen, you better talk about suck it up. You better suck it up. You better step up, because it ain't going to work if you don't step up. So anyway, that's usually my word to the men, and my word to the women in the black circle like that. If you want this man to step up, you better give him the opportunities to step up, because he's not going to ever be what he's supposed to be if you don't help him with that. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, but those are things you just learn. So take the generalities and apply it to your issue, and then you can talk about it. You can talk about it. I had another funny story. There's a couple, and these were 2, this is a great couple, just 2 old farm kids. I mean, they just farm kids, and they grew up on adjoining farms, okay? And they just grew up together, and they came, and they were talking, and so I shared this. And this is funny, and he just listened. Like, he never been on a farm like that, you know, which is fine. I'd like to go back to farm. But anyway, he'd never been on a farm. And so he got up. He walked over to her and he goes, "Hun, is he right?" He's like, "Oh my gosh, I never heard that." Is he? She goes, she said, "Yeah, he's right." He was like, "Oh my goodness, he did." You know, they had to go retake their vows or something. I mean, it was like, "Good grief, what's going on?" Anyway, so I just wanted to leave that with you. So, y'all, make application to the generalities, and it's to open up for discussion. So you can have an honest discussion about it and know there's nothing wrong with you. Right, hon? See, this is awful. I mean, you got to share. It's just awful. Because when we first got married, and we knew nothing. Now, she didn't either, okay? She didn't know anything either. We didn't know anything. And I didn't know anything. And we'd get in these situations, and it's like, and I was like, you're nuts. That just doesn't build a good relationship when you can say your wife's nuts. But it was just nuts to me, you know, like that. See? And she said, "You don't understand anything." I said, "Let me repeat to you what you just told me." Oh, I mean, if you won't find a lot of ways to dig a hole and just can't ever get out of it, I can share that with you too. Oh, my God. So what it helps is you understand you're not crazy or not to understand the other person's not crazy. Or you look at the guy, you just don't care. He cares. He just doesn't know anything. You see what I'm saying? So you just have to work this out, okay? Because he doesn't understand anything doesn't mean he doesn't love you. He just doesn't understand it. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, that's fine. Well, anyway, I retranslated 1 Peter for us. Okay? So let's look at 1 Peter. And I think, and by the way, we can spend some time, but I actually think this is a good interpretation. So if you'll put up the next 1 Peter 3:7, you will not find this in your Bibles. But I'll love it. And so here's what Peter is saying. Live with your wives. live with your wives in an understanding way. What does it mean? Learn something. You know, if you're living with her in an understanding way, it means you don't know something about her, and you need to and that word, it's actually knowledge. It's not understanding. It's gain knowledge. That's what that word literally is. So gain some knowledge about your wife. And by the way, it's talking to the husbands, you know, because you know why he's talking to husbands, guys? Because we're the ones confused. Amen. No, nobody's saying amen on that. Amen. We're the ones confused. Say, husbands, lift your wives' understanding way, showing honor to your wife as the one more sensitive and relational vessel. Why? Since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Now I've had this. We have so many examples. Linda and I got in an argument, and so I got real holy, and I went over the corner and I was reading my Bible, and she walks by. She says, "God ain't listening to a word you say." And she walked by. So I mean, it's jeez. You wouldn't believe how many times I've got what I say back. Anyway, so it's saying like, okay, it's like there's some unity. You want to work together, and then you pray in unity and says, "God, I don't want to hinder your prayers. I don't want your prayers hindered." Amen, amen. So anything, and the bottom line, to understand anything God's revealing, we have to know we have a relationship with Him. All right, and so to restore God's complete design, He sent Jesus, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Amen. So through Jesus, we can figure this out. We can figure this out. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your goodness. I thank you for the love. I thank you that for gender differences, God. I thank you for that. And thank you that you've made us different and that truly from our differences and our relationship with you, we have a better understanding of you. And so I just thank you, God, for who you are and that how you made us and how you teach us. So we just give all thanks to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.